Welcome into the Poetry Tavern, a place to discuss both reading and writing poetry, spotlighting new poems and ideas every week. Hello all, and welcome into another episode of the Poetry Tavern. This week we're talking about poems about games. I like games. I think that's as simple as it is when it comes to why I picked this topic. There was a lot of poems about basketball games. Yeah, a lot about basketball games. Like, it's weird, but, you know, sports and other kinds. But I've ended up with two poems that are about card games. So let's just dive in before I waffle on and give too much away. Okay, so the first poem is Widows by Lewis Gluck. My mother's playing cards with my aunt, spite and malice, the family pastime, the game my grandmother taught all her daughters. Midsummer, too hot to go out, stay in my aunt's head. She's getting the good cards. My mother's dragging, having trouble with her concentration. She can't get used to her own bed this summer. She had no trouble last summer getting used to the floor. She learned to sleep there to be near my father. He was dying. He got a special bed. My aunt doesn't give an inch, doesn't make allowances for my mother's weariness. It's how they were raised. You show respect by fighting. To let up insults the opponent. Each player has one pile to the left, five cards in the hand. It's good to stay inside on days like this, to stay where it's cool. And this is better than other games, better than solitaire. My grandmother thought ahead. She prepared her daughters. They have cards, they have each other. They don't need any more companionship. All afternoon the game goes on, but the sun doesn't move. It just keeps beating down, turning the grass yellow. That's how it must seem to my mother. And then suddenly something is over. My aunt's been at it longer. Maybe that's why she's playing better. Her cards evaporate. That's what you want. That's the object. In the end, the one who has nothing wins. What I like about this poem is that, like, when I read it through, I wasn't sure what to expect because it just seems to be a conversation about these two women, these two sisters having this card game. But it really, like, drives into what the card game is about and what it's for. Like, they are playing this card game because there is nothing else. I mean, not nothing else, but, like, you know, the husband has died and they are in having this card game and having this companionship. They are comforting each other over the loss. Like, the thing about their mother teaching them to have each other so that if something else fell away, they wouldn't be alone. It's just so interesting. And, like, the last line really hit me hard the first time I read it, of, like, in the end, the one who has nothing wins. Just, they are in a, like, it seems to imply that they're in a better position for being alone, or at least that's what their mother has taught them. And that's such an interesting thing to imply with the last line. Just, I read it and I was like, that shifts sort of the whole thing. Because before it was like, oh, their mother has prepared them to be alone in case it happens. Like, she's preparing them for the worst. But in the last line, it sort of seems like, oh, no, this is what their mother wanted, is for them to support each other and not need anyone else. So, yeah, it's just so interesting and just, I really enjoy reading it. Okay, so the next poem is The Queen of Hearts by Christina Rossetti. How comes it, Flora, that whenever we play cards together, you invariably, however the pack parts, still hold the Queen of Hearts. I've scanned you with a scrutinising gaze, resolved to fathom these your secret ways, but sift them as I will, your ways are secret still. I cut and shuffle, shuffle cut again, but all my cutting, shuffling proves in vain. Vain hope, vain forethought too, that Queen still falls to you. I dropped her once, prepense, but ere the deal was dealt, your instinct seemed her loss to feel. There should be one card more, you said, and searched the floor. I cheated once. I made a private notch in Heart Queen's back and kept a linkside watch. Yet such another back deceived me in the pack. The Queen of Clubs assumed my arts unknown, an imitative dint that seemed my own. This notch not of my doing misled me to my ruin. It baffles me to puzzle out the clue, which must be skill or craft or luck in you, unless it is indeed it be natural affinity. I always love a Christina Rossetti. It's just, you know, she owns my heart. But this thing of, like, you always seem to end up with the card, you always seem to get lucky. You always seem to have the Queen of Clubs, and no matter what I do, like, fate is always on your side. Like, you're always in a position where you have the winning hand. I don't actually know if the Queen of Hearts is, you know, a super winning card, but, like, this seems like a super lucky person, and even though the narrator is trying to sort of mitigate that luck, they are having, you know, it's not working. They are constantly rebuffed by whatever it is, fate, maybe. But it's just, like, such an interesting thing of, like, I've tried to dissuade the card from showing up in your hand by literally tossing it out of the game, but it's still turned up, and it's just, it's so interesting. That brings us to the end of our episode. Thank you guys for coming into the tavern today. Next week's episode is going to be about TV. I'm on a bit of a trend. We did movies, now games, let's do TV now. We'll see how it goes. So, see you then. Bye.